Welcome to this week's edition of Tiger Talk. My name is Will Kohlmeyer. I'm the Director of Marketing and Community Relations here at one of the premier community colleges in the entire country, Northeast. Great show again this week for you, including Brian Mitchell. In fact, we'll lead off with the Director of Bands and Percussion Instructor here at Northeast in his 12th year, and it's time for the annual Northeast Mississippi Community College Summer Band Camp. And so we're, first of all, Brian, we appreciate your time because I know this is a very busy week for you and your staff.
I appreciate it. I always like coming and doing the podcast with you guys. It's always fun, but this week has been a busy week for sure.
No doubt. The 36th annual Northeast Mississippi Community College Summer Band Camp. And I tell you what, you've got folks coming from all over the state and over the region.
That's right. I'm very excited about it. This year, for some reason, we have a bunch of students that are coming from Tennessee and as far south in Mississippi as Quitman. So I'm very excited about this year. It's going to be a huge camp.
Yes, and it's off to a great start. And, of course, obviously our five-county district is well represented as well. And one thing that I like that not only is it all work, but they're also having some fun opportunities. In fact, last night they had three options for three different parties to go to.
That's right. We try to give them some things to kind of look forward to, a little social aspect. So they have three things they can pick from. They can choose a swim party at the pool, which, you know, they all love that. They can choose a movie. We show a movie in Hines Hall on the projector screen in there. And then also for the high school students, we try to do something special for them. They can do a dance party on the top of the Union. We hire in a DJ, and they just go at it. They have a great time up there.
Yeah, I understand. Everything went extremely well last night with all three of those parties. And we're talking about quite a few folks here. There are more than 350 that have converged here on the Northeast campus this week.
That's right, 350 students. And that's not even including the 30 or so band directors that we hire in for staff, the 30 or so Northeast students that I hire for counselors. It's fantastic. It's a lot of folks. It's a lot of work, but it's a lot of fun. It really pays off.
Well, you yourself, you're an alum of this camp.
That's right.
And so many of the band directors, I think that's kind of a neat storyline because so many of them came here to Northeast for this summer band camp, and now they've used what they've learned here and then have gone on to a nice career, but they continue to stay connected.
That's right. For the band directors, it's really cool because they get to come teach the students, get to meet a whole lot of students. They also get to get CEUs for doing the band camp. They use that for their teacher's license and everything like that. So for them, it's all around good. They get to meet all the students. They get something for their license, and they just get to have a good time this summer.
Great networking deal for you and your staff as well. And, I mean, you're in great recruiting. Not only are you talking with these band directors, but all of these students are here, and you're getting to just see, we might want this person or
that's
that person
right
to be a part of the Tiger Band.
I've had so many students the last couple of years that come to school here at Northeast because of band camp. And what's weird is this being a summer camp, there's a lot of students that have been here 6 or 7 years. They've been here every single year since the time they started beginner band till they graduate. And I've even had at least 10 students that have graduated from high school that have still asked if they can come back and be a part of camp, either attending camp or to be a counselor. And I just think that's great.
That is. That's really special. Also, talking about special, I know your social media accounts have been going extremely well. Of course, we're all about social media here at Northeast Mississippi Community College, including our summer band camp.
That's right. I have to give a shout-out to Drew Fisher on that. Her and Kristen White last year, they got on me about starting a Snapchat. I've never done anything like that. I was a little nervous about it. So last year we started the Snapchat, and then this year we've started the Instagram account, if you want to check that out. But Drew Fisher's been doing a countdown until band camp, and everybody's been loving it. So
yeah, no doubt about that. So that's a neat deal as well. And, of course, everything wraps up. You're going to have a lot of exhibitions
come
tomorrow and Thursday.
That's right. So Wednesday nights, we always do the ensemble night. So on Wednesday nights, the parents can come. All the ensembles, flute ensemble, clarinet ensemble, all of that, all the way down to percussion ensemble. And then the three jazz bands, because we had to add a jazz band last year because we've had so many students attend. So that'll be a Wednesday night. And then Thursday morning, we'll have exhibitions for the marching percussion class, all of the guard classes and the drum major classes. And then at 2 o'clock, we turn around and have all the concerts for our concert bands, all four concert bands.
Wonderful. Wow. That's the way to wrap up a week. And I know this kind of gets the juices flowing, doesn't it? I mean, the fall will be here before we know it. It's kind of an annual deal of, okay, we've got the band camp. That means football season's right around the corner for
Northeast.
That's
right. That's right. And I can't wait. I know as soon as band camp's done, the summer band camp, I'll take a little break, and then it'll be nothing but the Tiger Band stuff from then on. I'll be working on the show, trying to get everything together. I just know that is my turning point right there for that fall show, and I get super excited about it.
Well, we're super excited to have you a part of the Northeast family in your 12th year here. You've got such a wonderful staff, and gosh, we can't wait till those start hearing the Tiger Rag at the pep rallies and at the football games, and just keep up the wonderful work.
Well, thank you very much, and thank you for what you do here, man. Appreciate it.
Well, thank you for saying that as well. You and your friends are listening to Tiger Talk. In our next segment, we got a couple guests. First of all, Greg Harden joins us talking about automotive technology, one of our many career and tech programs here at Northeast. And first of all, Greg, welcome to Tiger Talk.
Thank you.
Well, let's go right into talk about automotive technology. Talk a little bit about those two-year programs that you have.
Our automotive technology program, it is a two-year program, associate degree program, and it's also offered with a certificate degree if the student decides to take it as that option.
There's plenty of options for, I mean, obviously, if you're a part-time student and you're still working, but of course, talk about the full-time options as well that are available.
Our part-time students, the employers are always asking for all that we can send them, and they start out at around $12 or $14 per hour. As far as full-time students, once they graduate our program, we're looking at a starting salary of a medium of around $38,000 per year, and that goes up with experience, and some of that is we are training the students toward ASC certifications, and that way they can fit into the dealership and enhance their training, and they make more money from being certified. It's not only limited to the automotive industry. We go into aircraft. People want our students. Industrial. There's a lot of people out there in the diesel, auto body, specialty shops, and also Toyota manufacturing. They're asking for students.
Well, obviously, there are some jobs out there for these students to get into right off the bat. And I know we've had quite a few success stories already, and you've seen your share, Greg, of students here at Northeast that have really blossomed after they left here.
I see a lot of students that have, and I'd kind of like to start just with the educational end of it. That Jonathan Alexander, our diesel instructor, he was a product of our automotive program, and he went straight into the diesel industry and has done real well and is real successful with our students. Lee Busby, a graduate, he is at the Alcorn County Vocational Center, and he's sending us a lot of good students into our program today. He's working real well with us. Anthony Harden, he went through our automotive program. He's the welding instructor here at Northeast, and he is putting a lot of students out there to work at real good jobs. In the industry, we have a lot of students out there. Bo Russell, he just went to work at Cartwright Ford in Boonville. Dallas Moss, he is a performance consultant for Comp Cams in Memphis, Tennessee, which is probably the largest camshaft, valve train, and components manufacturer in the United States, and they ship all over the world, too, as far as the customers. We have Jonathan Lovell. He has just went in over in Alabama with Dodge Motor Division, and he's a service manager for them. We have Brandon Floyd at Carlock Toyota in Tupelo as service manager there. We also have Wesley Davis at Crossroads Chevrolet, along with 9 other technicians out of our program. And 2 more David Lee and Justin Griffin. They're at the Blue Springs plant at Toyota, and they are the diagnostic men for the troubleshooters for the cars that come off the assembly line with problems. And those cars are theirs to fix and get roadworthy before they leave the plant there.
Obviously, you've had your share of success stories, and I think one thing that we were talking about before we went on the air, Greg, is that you enjoy seeing your students giving back as well.
I do, and I had the opportunity a couple of weeks ago. I was in Corinth and driving down the road over by Tate Street Baptist Church, and I see a parking lot full of cars. It was over close to 100 cars there, and that caught my attention, so I pulled in, and they had automotive vendors. They had a lot of booths set up where they were selling barbecues, hamburgers, hot dogs, and all different kind of automobiles, muscle cars, antique cars, specialty cars. And I was walking through and enjoying the day, looking at everything. And a former student, Nico Metcalf, walks up and shook hands, and he asked, would I've ever thought that he and actually three other students would be heading up an event like this, where actually all the proceeds went to Le Bonheur. And they're going to be in doing this in Alcorn County, Tishomingo, and they're going to branch out on up into Tennessee doing it. So I'm real proud to see that.
There's no question about that. Love seeing our students give back. And speaking of maybe some future students, we might be seeing come October, we got our annual Career in Tech Fair, Heads 2018, set for October 11th from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. We had Jonathan Alexander on a couple weeks ago talking about this as well. That's going to be a big deal to help get the word out on all the different programs that we have here available and the jobs that are out there once they come and graduate from here at Northeast.
That really is, and as I think back, we actually started this HEADS event probably in 98, and I saw a lot of students that grew up coming to that, and Jonathan Alexander, Russ Bullard, Anthony Harden, Lee Busby, nearly every student that I mentioned a success story on was a product of similar to a HEADS event. Although what we're wanting to do is add more to this HEADS event where it'll be more exciting for everyone that comes.
Yeah, we'll be talking about that more in the days to come, but appreciate your time, Greg. And let's bring in another member of the Automotive Technology Department, Jerry Palmer. He kind of focuses on the electrical advance part of it, and Jerry, can't thank you enough for your time, and welcome to Tiger Talk.
I appreciate you having us on this morning, and we just are thrilled to be at Northeast and enjoy the job that I do trying to teach these kids automotive and trying to see their lives as they mature and growing up in this field.
Well, it's very rewarding, I know, and in talking with some of the other career and tech instructors here at Northeast, it really is a special relationship, and you take a lot of pride with that relationship that you have with your students.
We do that. I enjoy that. I have these students calling me and talking to me about problems on vehicles they have, and also I call them and ask them sometimes if I have a problem. They've getting the experience on these later model vehicles with all these electrical components, computers on them, and they're able to actually help me solve problems that I have each year.
That's neat. It's always special to be a part of the Northeast family, and definitely career and tech, like academic and all athletic, all the different phases of the college. We talk about relationships important with the students. It's also relationships with all the employers around in this area, because those partnerships are so important, aren't they?
They are. It is good when you, like we were talking about a while ago, be able to pick up a phone and call somebody with a problem with a late model vehicle, and that person be able to help me. And we see these dealers are constantly, I walk into a place and they ask me if I have any good technicians that they can hire. So we have a good relationship with them and putting our students to work at different places.
Well, that ASE, the Automotive Service Excellence, that certification, boy, that fits into the equation nicely, doesn't it?
It does. It's a national-known test that our students, after about a two-year experience, have to take it, and if they're GM or Ford or whatever product line they are, they want them to be ASE certified before they are Chrysler or Ford or Chevrolet certified or Toyota, whatever division they're working in at that time. So it just helps for them to be have some experience in all these areas.
Before I let you go, we talk about, well, obviously we have a recruiting department here at Northeast, but there is nothing better than those testimonials from our students. And your students are no different.
Our students, they recruit for us because they go out and they run into some of their buddies or wherever, and they tell them where they learned this at, and they'll refer them come back to Northeast and take the automotive classes. And that's just a good way of getting the word out to the community and people around us that those jobs are something they enjoy doing each and every day of their lives.
Not only can they enjoy those jobs, but they can earn some real money as well.
That's true. We have them. It's just a base salary, but when they start out, but after a little experience, they really can make some money if they're willing to work and to be there each and every day to do their job.
Jerry, can't thank you enough. Appreciate your time, and you guys keep up the great work down there.
Appreciate you having us on here.
Up next is a visit with Kenny Paulgino. He's my sidekick in the Marketing and Community Relations Department here at Northeast. KP, welcome.
Thanks, Will. Happy to be here.
It's always a pleasure to have you. And, boy, things are so busy, not only on our Northeast Boonville campus, but our Corinth campus as well. We've got 7 camps going on this week. Things keep rolling throughout the summer.
A lot of things going on Tigerland. Just for starters, we are in the middle of band camp that Brian Mitchell just talked about with 500 individuals on campus between band directors, students, and the Northeast students and alumni are serving as counselors. It's been a great time. And it just keeps on going through Thursday of this week. So that's been a busy
day. Yeah, Brian was talking about it earlier in the show, and it is rocking and rolling. We're also in the midst of our second week of orientation at Northeast. Last week's initial orientation session went off without a hitch, and we were able to get students registered for the fall, give them a Northeast experience, allow them more personalized service with our new orientation format this summer. And we're doing it differently this year, KP. Students have a chance to register for orientation sessions throughout the summer by going to our Northeast homepage of our website at nemcc.edu, clicking on the register for orientation. It's every Tuesday, 8:30 and 1 o'clock sessions, with the exception of July 4th, and we were both involved with it last week, this morning again, helping out. I did the welcome this morning, so it's a good deal, and the students are getting that much more, maybe more one-on-one attention than what it was in the past when you only had 2 or 3 orientation sessions for the entire summer.
Yeah, I agree. I'd call it more on hands-on, mm-hmm. You know, with your own people, faculty and staff, and you get to learn about Northeast more. We also, Northeast's Youth Career Development Academy is currently in the middle of its second of 7 youth summer camps. This week, the campers have been learning about career choices, internships, and how to start their own brands. That's going to be really fun to see what these students come up with. So they're pretty fun with that. I know Beth and Austin Beasley and Jeffrey Powell and Josie, all of them have been working really hard, as we got to see those the last couple of Tuesdays, too, when walking around with orientation.
No doubt about that. And next week, the Youth Career Development Academy will host its STEM camp. That's for science, technology, engineering, and math, which will challenge students to think outside the box on what they learn. This will be a great camp for those that want to get a little summer enrichment in. Each camp runs 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday.
Also, in addition to Man Camp and the Career Exploration Camp, Career Development Academy Summer Camp, that's a lot of words there, sorry. We are wrapping up our softball individual skills camp today at the David Carnell Memorial Field at Boonville City Park. Participants will take away lessons that they can use throughout the summer and into their fall and spring seasons from Coach Long and Coach Carnell and some of their players. So it's been a fun week. I've actually drove by there a couple times. I know it's hot, so better for them to be out there than me. I just put it that way.
Well, tomorrow begins the Explosion Camp, which is a team camp for softball. There are approximately 20 teams signed up for the Explosion Camp. So Boonville City Park will be busy this week thanks to our softball program.
Heading 20 minutes north of the Corinth campus, we see us having two camps. Northeast's Division of Workforce and Economic Development is currently hosting the Tiger Works Manufacturing Camp at the Larry McCollum Center in Corinth, and that camp will run through Friday.
And as previously mentioned on this Tiger Talk podcast, Jeffrey Powell's Mobile Learning Conference is up there as well. We were over there yesterday checking out the scene, and we'll hear from Rebecca Stokely of San Francisco, California, on her experience at the Mobile Learning next week on this podcast. Rebecca was the keynote speaker. She's worked for a lot of big-time companies, including Pixar, so we'll look forward to that in next week's edition of Tiger Talk.
And also next Monday, Core Wright's Tiger basketball team gets into the camp action with the Skills Day Camp for grades 5th through 8. And that will be from 8 a.m. till noon, Monday through Thursday. Then Coach Wright will tackle the pre-K through 8th grade in Skills Day Camp the following week. So a lot going on there for the next 2 weeks for the Tiger basketball team also.
Yeah, and if you want more information on men's and women's basketball camps this summer, go to our athletic website, NEMCC Athletics, for more information. KP, as always, thanks for being here, partner.
Thank you, and as always, go Tigers.
Go Tigers is right. Also, a special thanks to Michael Miller for all that he does behind the scenes each week to get Tiger Talk on the air. And with that, we'll wrap up this week's show. So for Brian Mitchell, Greg Harden, Jerry Palmer, and Kenny Paulgino, I'm Will Kohlmeyer saying so long. We appreciate you listening, and we'll talk to you next week right here on Tiger Talk.